It was tremendous gratitude and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that today's share of the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Hei Omud Beis, which is the final share that we'll be giving in the first half of all of Mishnah Berurah as we complete today the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. This is a tremendous accomplishment for all of those of you that are listening, Be'ezus Hashem, and hopefully enjoying this. And Be'ezus Hashem, we look forward to beginning tomorrow's share, the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Dalet, and continuing in Be'ezus Hashem to complete the entire wonderful work of the Chafetz Chaim. Today's shir has no mechaber, no ramah, and is actually a conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Aleph, where the Chafetz Chaim tells us the following. And we begin on the very bottom line of Kuf Tzadi Hei, Obed Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Chafetz Chaim writes, V'hine ad simin zeh, until this point in time, berarnu be'ezus Hashem, we have Baruch Hashem, the Chafetz Chaim says, been able to explain in the Mishnah Berurah over here, Kol ha'avos melachos, the soldoseim, all the 39 av melachos, as we'll see, we're missing some of them, and all the toldos, and gam ha'shvusim shegazru chazal, liosyog v'gedil ha'torah, as well as the rabbinical prohibitions that the rabbis added over here in order to go and safeguard the Torah, ha'muskar b'shulchan aruch, they were all listed over here in the shulchan aruch. With the exception, levad mimalecha sotzah, what we didn't include over here is a melach of carrying, sheyivor imyirtz Hashem b'simen habat, that's the next simen, shin Mem Hey, and we will learn that in Mirtz Hashem starting in tomorrow's shir. So the only thing left, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'lo nisha lanu kim lahatik po, that we have to include over here, kim od eza avos belochos shelo nisgeru po b'shulchan aruch. We have to go now and very briefly summarize the number of melachos that were not included in the Shulchan Aruch. As we'll see, there are seven items that are going to be listed over here, which the Chofetz Chaim will very briefly explain each one of them. And these seven are the Hainu Hamenapets. We'll learn exactly what that is in a moment, but it's translated as carding, something to do with the processing over here of flax. Vahatova, spinning. Vahamesich, which is warping, which we'll see again exactly what it means, part of the weaving process. Vahoseh shnei bati nirin. If somebody does, it's part of the weaving process over here, he passes two threads through what are called the heddles, those are the holes over here in the weaving process. Likewise, va'orek shnei chutim, if somebody weaves two threads together, or va'hapotzea, if somebody removes shnei chutim, and all of these are now going to be explained, the Chofetz Chaim said, one by one. Unevareim achas li'echos. We'll explain each one separately. So the first one, aleph. Hasorek tzemer o pishtan o shar dvarim. If somebody goes over here and he combs out wool or flax or other items over here, kimo shesorkin a pishtan miyasemer, just like a person goes and combs out the flax or the wool, o kimo shenovtsin hatzemer lasos halavodim, or that you go and beat over here the wool in order to make it into felt. The haminapets agidim. Likewise, if somebody does this action of minapets over here, this carding over here of these threads, the hainu shechovit, which means that he bangs over here b'maka with some sort of a stick al hagidim on these threads over here. Acha oso son kichutim litvos oson, until you can make them into usable threads that you can spin. Kimosha hasofrinosim, for example, as bookmakers would do. Kozeh, all of this is kari minapets. This all falls under the category, the av, of minapets. And if somebody were to do this on Shabbos, the chayiv, he would be chayiv achi of chattas over here. This is a issa daraisa, which is punishable by death, rachman al-san, if somebody did it with hasra intentionally, and is a chattas if he did this b'shogeg. The issue footnote number two brings down that this is v'davka sheminapets asemer le'acha shegazozo. This is only if you're doing these actions over here after the wool has been sheared from the animal. Avo kishasemer adayin mechubar, if the wool is still attached to the animal, so then we've already learned in Simen Shin Mem, shepotu, that's only in Issa d'Rabbanan. Kivin shein derech tviya v'niputz kishu mechubar l'bal chai, that's not the normal way of doing it, and therefore if you do it in that fashion, it's doing it with the shinoi, which knocks it down from a daraisa to a d'Rabbanan, as we've already previously learned, and as the Rambam writes. The Mishnah Berurah continues over here. In all of these situations, you're chayev. But, aval hamenapets give ole pishton v'kanbus, chayev mishum dos. But if you do the same exact thing over here, this beating, for example, of flax seeds or of cotton seeds over here, then the issa that you're over is the issa of dosh, of threshing, and not the issa over here of menapets. Why is that? Shari motzia pishton v'kanbus v'nagivolim, because you're removing over here the flax and the cotton from its seeds over here, and this is a different issa. This is the issa of dosh. And this is brought down in the name of Sefer Mitzvah Gedolah, the smog. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says, look in the Chayyadim, which we can see in Dirshu footnote number 3, the Chayyadim brings down that you're actually Chayyav twice over here. You're Chayyav not only for Dosh, but you're also Chayyav over here for Menapetz. Others disagree. Shevet HaLevi brings down that you can reconcile these differences of opinion, and those that want to learn that you're Chayyav over here, not for both, so they explain the difference over here is one is dealing with growths from the ground and one is dealing with wool. And therefore, in regards to wool, so there is no din of dosh in something that doesn't grow from the ground. And that's why they seem to say that it's only over here an isser of menapetz. But in things that are gidule karka, everybody would hold that you can be chayiv twice over here, told of dosh and menapetz. That concludes the first discussion that the Mishnah will have, Os Aleph. Now he goes to Os Beis. The next one is HaTove Orech Abor Tfachim. If you go and weave over here a thread that is a length of 4 Tfachim. Again, the Tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches. So you're talking here about somewhere in the neighborhood of 14 to 16 inches. So the thread is that long and you twist it, they call Dover HaNitva from any item that can be twisted in this way, Chaya. That is the Yisur Daraisa. This is true if you're doing this with wool, or pishtun, or flax, or notes, or feathers, or saurus, or hair, or gidin, or various types of ligaments, the chayin kol kayotzi b'zeh, or anything similar to this. The lav dafka b'chli, and you don't have to do this with a specialized instrument over here, for example, kimosha korin spin redl, which is a spinning wheel. El afilu m'tovi b'yadayim. This halach applies even if one to twist this, to do this spinning over here with your hands. That's the way that women used to do this on a spindle of some sort, what's called a kishor or a pelech, as we can see in the Tirgum in number 2. And there's a pasuk that says her hands were full over here with the spinning. And therefore, if you take these threads and you twist them, which is something like integrating them, you're twisting and putting them together. This is also gam kein chayav mishum tova. Twisting different threads together is also this iser over here of spinning. When you're making felt over here, dainu masha korin kapelushin or pilshitzin, which is some types of hats. You're making some sort of a felt hat over here. This is also hareze tol ledes tova. This is also a told of tova, which is an iser daraisa v'chayav. And if you do this unintentionally, you would be chayav echatus. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, if you spin less than the shear of Dalet Tvachim, so the Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Kufiyu Dalet tells us, Sha'av Sheinu Chayiv, it may not be an Issa Daraisa, that you're Chayiv a Chatas for, but nevertheless it still is an Issa Daraisa, Aval Osir Min HaTorah, because the Chatzi Shear is Osir Min HaTorah. Now we go to Oz Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Oseh Shtei Batinirin. If somebody makes over here the Shtei Batinirin, which as we said is passing two threads to what are called the heddles over here, that is an Issa Daraisa, you'll be chayef for. And he says, look in the Tosfos Yontif, in Perek Zayin and Shabbos, in Perek Yud Gimel, Dibra Maslo Benirin, and the Teferis Yisrael, Sheirichu Bazeh, where they explain over there on the Mishnah exactly what the Issa is of Oseh Shtei Batinirin. Now, the Chofetz Chaim continues and he says, this also, therefore, includes Ose Nafa, O Kivra, O Sal, O Savacha. If you make any type of a sieve or some sort of instrument over here that you sift with, or some sort of a net that you're making over here, or you're making some sort of a rope-like structure. So in any of these situations, O Sha'orag Mito B'chavolim, or you're making like the bottom of a bed and you're arranging the straps over here, this is true whether you're doing this with straw or any other material. All of these, when you're twisting them in this way over here and you're putting one through the other, this is included in the issa of osa shtei batei nirin. When you do the equivalent of these two batei nirin, you're bichayev in issa daraisa. And Rashi explains, the Perish Rashi, the Hanach Lav Nirin Mamish, you're not actually making the nirin over here. Elo shemisharsher umarkiv chut echod bishisi milamata, the echo milamata. You're arranging them in a certain way from the top to the bottom. Umamit hashasi bohen kesikuno. And now you're setting it in its place, and that is the Isser over here. The issue footnote number 8 explains, the Lashon of the Mishnah seems to say that you have to make the shtei batei nirin. You actually have to make the holes too. So he points out, it doesn't really mean that. It's like it wrote, ha'ose bishtei batei nirin, that you're using these two holes over here, but lav dafka, you have to actually make the holes over here. Now we go to Oz Dalet. Derech HaOrgin, it was the nature of the weavers, the Chofetz Chaim says, Shemoschen HaChutim Tchila, B'Orech HaYiriyah U'Berochba, that they would go and arrange over here the threads initially that they should be going from one end to the other end. Ushnaim ochazin zemikan zemikan. You'd have two people, one holding it from the top, one holding it from the bottom. And then, in order to put it into place, again, we have horizontal and vertical threads in this weaving process. So you're stretching this over here from the top to the bottom, and now you want to line it up in the right orientation. Ve'echad shovit b'shevet alachutin. The other guy is taking a stick of some sort and banging this so it lines perfectly with the previously woven threads. Umasakin or some zebitzadze, the aligns them one next to the other. Achatiyase kula shasi, and the correct gears over here in the Rambam is below Erev. It seems like there's a printer's error over here. So you're lining them all up so they're all facing in the same exact orientation from top to bottom. Let's say in the vertical direction, you're pushing them all close together so all the vertical threads are exactly right next to each other in the proper alignment. And then umasichasachut kiderech argin nikrumesach. And now that you go, and you go and arrange the other threads in the other direction against it, that is called mesach. And now when you go and put the other thread against the vertical thread, for example, the horizontal threads to fit them in and weave them in, that's the issur of weaving. So making them all in the vertical direction, let's say, and putting them one next to the other, that's the issur over here of mesach. And then when you go and you put in the other thread in the opposite direction, so then that is called weaving. Now, hey, the Chofetz Chaim says, HaMesech Chayev, the Isser of Mesech is an Isser Deraisa. Vashovet Alachutin, the one that goes and pushes the threads, as we just said, against each other, so they're all vertically aligned, let's say, Ashi Sparkovi Sakim, until they're all perfectly in place, that's a Toreze Toledes Mesech, that is the subcategory, albeit still an Isser Deraisa, which would be Chayev Achatis for, if you do this, but that's not the Ab Moloch of Mesech, that's a Toldo of Mesech. And if somebody's separating out the individual strands for the weaving process, that's a tolda of oreg. Now we go to Vav. Chofetz Chaim writes, Echad oreg bebeged. If one is weaving over here with a garment, with cloth, or bekadim, or with reeds, osha osa chalonos mechatichas eitz, or you're somehow weaving over here with pieces of wood. The person's making a thatched roof over here, and then he's going to put stuff on top of it. Obisaros, or if you have detached hair, obicholdovo, or any type of an item. And Dear Shu footnote number 12 points out, as I just alluded to, that we're talking here about things that are detached from the person. We're not actually talking about over here. And this is actually in Dear Shu footnote number 15, who says that if you're braiding your hairs while they're on your head, that's an issur derabanan. It's like binyan. And if you undo the braids in your hair, that's a little bit like soser. But according to some poskim, he brings down, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer in Gemara and Shabbos, shekocheles apokesis is chayiv, that you do various types of applications of makeup, that's an issur deraisa, so then the same thing would apply by the Brady, that would be an issur deraisa. That's Dishu footnote number 15. In Dishu footnote number 12, he tells us that if you want to go and braid challahs on yontif, you're allowed to go and bake challahs on yontif to have nice fresh bread for yontif, so that is not an issur over here of weaving or braiding, because only Gedule karka that are detached from the ground, can there be an isser deraisa over here of weaving? But food items, there is no such isser of weaving in them. And there is halachically lechatchila, one is allowed to do this on Shabbos. But for all of these things that we just mentioned, there is an isser deraisa. If somebody braids over here threads or hairs, that is a tolda of oreg, because he's not weaving cloth and garments over here, but these things are also in Issa Deraisa, and if you do them by accident, you'll be Chayav Achatas. Bahani Mila Betolish, as I already pointed out, this is only if they are detached from the ground or from the animal. Avala Kolei Asaros Rosh B'Mechubar, but if you're going and weaving or braiding your hair while it's still attached to your head, Eino Ka'orek, that's not an Issa Deraisa of Orek, the Ein Derech Hariga B'Mechubar B'Rosh, because something that's attached still to the body of the animal or of a human being, that is not called an Issa Deraisa, because, number one, that's not the normal way that it's done. So as we pointed out in the issue footnote number 15, that's an Issa Derabanan, and V'Gam Ein Sofal Iskayim, it's not a permanent thing, and only permanent weaving is the Issa Deraisa. But here again, the Chofetz Chaim points out, Aval HaKopodim Issu Yesh B'zeh, it is an Issa Derabanan, L'Kloa Al-Hatir Kliyoso, to go and braid or unbraid what you have braided, as we've already learned, K'del B'Sim and Shin Gimel Siv Chavav, and Ayin Shom in the Mishnah Brura, which points out what I already read in Dershu footnote number 15. Finally, we go to Oz Zayin, and the Chofetz Chaim writes, HaPotzei HaShtei Chutim, if somebody removes two threads, According to the Rambam, he says, Shemotzi Hashasim Yuna Erev Olhevach. He removes the horizontal from the vertical, or vice versa. According to the Ravid, Shechotach Shnechutim Acharigo Min HaMasechus, that you cut off two threads after the weaving process was done. You had some loose threads over there, you cut off two of these threads. That is the Issa D'Oraisa. In any event, according to the Rambam, according to the Ravid, this is an Issa D'Oraisa of Hapotzea Shnechutim. Now, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, and he says, Utsrichin Rofe Yisrael Izar. The doctors, the Jewish doctors, must be very careful. And no, Kishetzrichim Chutin Mifuradim. When you need individual strands of a garment, for example, Shakur and Knaten, you need to put something on a bandage on a person who has a wound or a cut or something like that. And you're going and ripping over here some garment in order to get individual strands. So Liten Alamaki, you're doing this in order to put this on the wound. The Lokin Chatichas Beged Pishton, you're taking some sort of a cloth garment over here, umafridin achutin, and separating out the threads from it. This is a malacha deraisa, heavy malacha deraisa. You can't just do this willy-nilly. Of course, if it's bikoch nefashos, you can, but otherwise, you have to be very careful not to do this in a way that is prohibited, and you should knock it down to a derabbanan if it's a cholish embo sakana, or have a non-Jewish person do it, as we've already learned. And the Chofetz Chaim says, all of these dinim, kozem, lukot, mea rambam, everything that I took over here is from the Rambam, and from the Chai Adam, the Hazichru Torah Moshe. With this, we once again give tremendous hakaras hatov and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing me and for all of you, hopefully enjoying and listening to the Shurim, to have concluded the third chelek in the Mishnah Berurah, which means that we've now completed Baruch Hashem, the entire first half of the Mishnah Berurah, and Mitzvah Hashem, we all look forward to starting the fourth chelek of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Mem He, in Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow. Thank you very, very much for listening, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zochet to continue to finish the Mishnah Berurah and the Mitzvah Shem, many, many other learning Siddurim together going forward. Thank you for listening.